My name is Derek French, and I am involved with a youth generation. We would like to consider it somewhat of a movement. It is strictly in search for equal implementation of constitutional rights for all Americans in order to express that we have a collective voice in the community as young adults who are now starting families and have to take control of our future in this country. We have orchestrated a peaceful assembly to be held between 1 and 4:15 this Saturday, August 23rd, outside of the Illinois Old State Capitol in downtown Springfield. The goal in which is strictly to express our First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and the right for peaceful assembly. Our goal is to let the community leaders know that we, as our generation as a whole, does have a voice and that we want them to hear this. There are talks in all social groups that I have found myself in, and the general observation from people 18 and graduating high school up to 30, well into their career, is that they want to see change, but that government leaders don't necessarily look for our opinion when it comes to changes for the future. And it is our future and the future of our children.
So what about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, inspired you and others to want to organize a rally in Springfield?
Well, specifically, I believe that although there are facts of the case are not clear and they may never be clear, one thing that's been drastically overlooked is the impact that both the police department and the members of the community have had on the youth in the area. Specifically, you look at students who aren't in school now, and the fact that some of those students, the only square meal that they had on it that was promised to them on a daily basis was through the school system, and now that's taken from them, let alone their education and their protection during the day. And the city shutting down because of everything that's taken place over the last 12 days has made a huge impact on the community's future, and that's where we stand. We're looking to build more positive structure for the future, for our generation and generations to follow us.
Do you have any speakers or anything besides for, I assume, protesting, holding signs, chanting, that sort of thing, general sort of rally, but any other plans for the rally on Saturday?
The rally or protest, as it has been referred to, I would like to just consider it a peaceful assembly. There have been multiple outlets that have been reached out and are willing to participate. Everyone is welcome to voice their opinion. As long as they're going to remain appropriate, we ask that no one uses vulgar language or vulgar signs and are there to be positive and move the community forward in the future. Not focus on necessarily the things that have happened in the past that have put us in a situation in this country that we're at now, but more looking forward to the future.
As far as what this rally is specifically about, explain that. Is this in direct correlation to the situation in Ferguson?
I would say no. I would say that there are reasons why now, because of Ferguson, this is a good time to bring people together for a peaceful assembly. In no way is this an anti-police or anti-government rally. As we work with the police, we work with the government, we understand that they are necessary. They do great things for our community, and that is the premise of why we are gathering.